Hello everyone and welcome back to episode 2 of the Inside Eddie podcast. I apologise to anyone who listened yesterday to find a terribly disjointed and lack of practice episode. I can't promise that the same won't happen again today, but I can only promise that I've approached this one with a great deal more preparation, and hopefully I'll have taken something from yesterday's episode and I can build up some momentum to create something a bit better. But today is all going to be about furthering the topic of finding the voice, how that's always been something that I've really struggled with personally. I found that I've always held a great deal of tightness in my voice. This is something that I've actually found incredible distress and suffering from, especially in work and times when I need to convey myself clearly and in a way that people can understand me. And I found specifically in my last job, when I was working as a host at a restaurant in London, I found there were times when I was on shift where I literally couldn't even speak. I found it hard to have any sort of sound coming through, and anything that came through was incredibly tight and restricted, and my whole chest and neck region were a solid mass of tension. And so it's been something that's been very long standing for me. At the time, at that specific time, I had it in the chest and in the throat, and I found through different modems of energy work and meditation and stretching that I was able to deal largely with the tension that I was experiencing in my chest. But the tension that I feel in my throat is still something which I'm dealing with today, and not something that I've ever really been able to fully alleviate or fully address. So what my main sort of nugget of wisdom has been when it comes to dealing with energy blockages in the body is that energy is such a fickle fucker of a substance. You can't push it, you can't force it, you can't do any of that stuff, because energy cannot move through tension. As a tenet of Chinese medicine, something that remarks upon a practice which remarks upon energy and qi constantly as a central basis of all of its theories, energy cannot move through tension. And so the harder you push, the more you struggle with something, the more despair you're in, the more suffering that it's causing you, the more lodged it becomes. And so to deal with it, I've found you almost need to learn how to enjoy the tension, to go so deeply into that feeling that it becomes almost eroticized as something that brings great satisfaction. I'd found when I was dealing with my chest tension, and after a couple of energy sessions, I really started to go into what that feeling in my chest was. The texture of energy that I was experiencing, the thing that I'd called anxiety and tension, but it was really just another feeling. And once I started to explore that, I found that I was able to change the texture of that feeling and change my perception of it to be something extremely enjoyable. I remember being sat on a bus one night coming home from work, and I was lying there in bliss at how amazing and orgasmic this feeling was. And that lasted for a good 2-3 weeks. I found it was something I could sort of zone in and out of at will, almost. And it's been something that I've wanted to rediscover, but I don't feel like I could, because a lot of the energy that was there that I was learning how to enjoy, my very enjoying of that allowed it to pass through me. And so it's being able to enjoy your energy, which really gives it the license to move through you uninhibited. So where I'm coming to with my neck at the moment is really coming into terms with this feeling of tension and this feeling of blockage and this inability to use my voice is learning how to enjoy that tension, to enjoy that feeling and become so in touch with that area of my body, that energy just moves right through it. I get so bunged up at times in my own life, distracted at different struggles and worries and anxieties, that I'm often unable to see this bigger picture. I could tell you that, like I just described now, but the understanding of that cannot come from any other state than from a state of clear perception and of relaxation. And it's a state that I often allow myself not to exist in. And I do myself a great disservice in that respect. And one of the reasons for me slipping out of that is sometimes my reluctance to practice my Qigong. And my relationship with Qigong is something which is often very much neglected, despite the fact that it's showed me so much and has been such an amazing tool for accessing or leveraging my conscious state. You know, after a session of Qigong, even just a few minutes, I'll notice that I have a completely changed perception on my immediate surroundings and on my life in general. Specifically more from dynamic Qigong, and I'll go into the differences between dynamic and static Qigong, I'm sure, at another time. But as I talk about Qigong today, I assume that I'm talking about dynamic Qigong, as it's something that I've personally experienced the most profound results from. A lot of the Qigong, a lot of what it gives to me is, yeah, that ability to be relaxed. And I'm noticing even now, as I'm tensing up around the fact that I don't know what I'm going to say next and I don't know where I'm going to go with this, that I'm tensing up. This lack of clarity that I have in my life is something that I desperately want rid of. This lack of ability to move from A to B. I feel like this inability and this disconnect between myself and my intuitive intelligence, between that confidence, between that rootedness, is so much of a reason why I have such a problem expressing myself through my voice. That self-doubt and that inability just to let go and let my own intelligence take over has been such a huge and overwhelming impediment on my life. To go back to my point I was making earlier about how to move the energy through your body, you need to first learn how to enjoy that particular part of that body, to find the orgasmicness that lies within. You need to, well, you can take that further and you can say that if you ever want to be truly unblocked, a true conduit of life force energy, you need to be able to access that place within yourself where you can enjoy all of your body at once, where you can really bask in that sex and that orgasmicness that is yourself and that you were born here to experience and to exist in. So for me going forward, and I'm deeply flawed in this respect, I could certainly take my own advice, and I hope to use this podcast as a method of leveraging myself. Even if no one listens to it, it's a testament to my own bullshit and my hypocrisy. That if that hypocrisy exists, I might find some more incentive to follow my own advice and to really progress. So over these next few days, these next few weeks, even for the rest of today, I hope to immerse myself more in this dynamic qigong, in these movements that I know help free up that energy and help me find that relaxed state. And then from that state, I hope to learn how to enjoy the certain parts of my body, to feel into my throat, and to let it move through me. Whatever that feeling needs to be, allow it. So I think that's all I have to say for today. I hope to make more podcasts every day, and I'm sure they'll become more fleshed out as I become more tuned into myself, as I become more clear in the message that I want to convey. And for anyone listening to this, I apologize if there's any lack of clarity and a lack of direction. This is just one man who's trying to find himself, expressing that which he knows at that point. So I'm going to continue to be patient with myself, but I understand if you didn't even make it this far to have the patience in me.